Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and for you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Where's the bride? In our gospel today, we hear of a bridegroom who's delayed and comes later. We hear of 10 virgins who are waiting for him. But where's the bride? It couldn't be all 10. What's going on here? Some people say that this is supposed to be like if you're making a jigsaw puzzle and there's one missing piece and you can't help but notice it. In the gospel today, Jesus is leaving out one blatant piece of the puzzle that we should all be left wondering, like, okay, where is it? We need to find that piece. Where is the bride? In our first reading, we hear from the prophet Hosea, and we hear one of the most beautiful scripture passages in the Old Testament, when God himself speaks to Israel and says, "I will espouse you to myself. I will take you off the wilderness and will espouse you to myself in fidelity." That the Lord, according to the scriptures, desires to marry his people, Israel. The Lord Jesus wants to marry his church and has on the cross. But not only that, there are some people who are called to marry Jesus Christ and have their soul espoused to him. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Cecilia, one of the first virgin martyrs. She consecrated her life to Jesus Christ and promised God, "I will not take a man as my husband, but I am yours, and I espouse myself to you, Jesus." To one day, there was a powerful man named Valerian who was very attracted to Cecilia and wanted to marry her. And she warned him, "No, I'm consecrated to Jesus." And he said, "If you keep on saying this, like, how should I know you're telling the truth or not?" And so one day, Cecilia prayed to her guardian angel, and her guardian angel actually appeared to Valerian and said, "It's true. She is espoused to Jesus Christ. You can't marry her." Valerian converted along with his brother, but later on, Cecilia was killed for refusing to worship false gods. Saint Cecilia gave her life to Jesus Christ as her spouse, but also gave her entire life to him. Some people consecrate themselves to Jesus as their spouse. We have one here at our church, Ms. Hayes, an incredible, incredible woman, a mother to me and many of us, but she is a spouse to Jesus Christ. Many sisters who say, "My one spouse is him." The Lord espouses himself to his church, some consecrated souls, but it doesn't stop there either. The saints are adamant that Jesus wants to espouse himself to each soul. The church fathers say that the baptism is the nuptial bath, and the Eucharist is the wedding feast that all are invited to. It goes on to say, the mystics say, those who want to grow in love with Jesus, as they're growing closer and closer to him, they're coming closer and closer in marriage. This might sound like an odd image, but truthfully, it's actually the reverse. Marriage is supposed to be an image to our relationship with Jesus. Marriage is such a real sacrament, but it's supposed to be a sign to all of us what Christ wants with each of us. He wants that kind of union, when the two souls become one. And Jesus won't settle for half our heart. He wants all of it. He won't settle for us loving other things besides him and only give him half of it. He wants us completely. Let us ask Jesus today just the grace to see how he wants to espouse himself to us, as odd as that may sound. Some live that more concretely, like Miss Hayes, but each and every one of us is called to live in that relationship of such union with Jesus that we become one soul.